Zvachim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, 4:4. At the end of the previous Mishnah, we had said, V'chol sheyesh lo matirin, any offering that has this preliminary step to make it permitted, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, whether we're talking permitted for people to eat it, or the mizbeach, to consume it on the fire of the altar, chayav nalav mishum pigel, it's subject to the possibility of pigel, and then a penalty of karas, should one eat it. So we're going to talk here in Mishnah Dalet about things that follow that rule, that they are essentially burned or eaten, and therefore subject to pigel. First you have ha'ola, the burned offering. Dama matir es b'sara l'mizbeach, what permits the burning of not just the entrails, the emurim, but also the meat on the mizbeach, is the blood being applied first. Therefore, there's a matir, the blood, and therefore the meat is going to be subject to the possibility of pigel. V'or l'kohanim, same goes for the hides that go to the kohanim. You cannot give the hides of an ola to a kohen until after the blood's been offered properly. So therefore there is a matir to make it permissible to the kohanim. Hides are not for eating, and therefore there's no actually applicability of this, of Issacharis, of eating the hide. It's not food, it's just leather. But the point is, you cannot, the matir, the point is what permits it for the kohen to receive it is the application of the blood properly of the ola itself. Now, next we're talking about the bird offerings. There are two kinds of bird offerings, olas ha'ov and chatas ha'ov, and a burned bird and a sin offering bird. The olas ha'of is entirely burned. The chatas ha'of is entirely eaten without going on the mizbeach. And since the previous mishnah said things that go for people or go for the mizbeach, here we have kind of pure examples where there's no eating. It's either all for the mizbeach or all, in the case of the olas ha'of, or all for the kohanim and nothing on the mizbeach in the case of the chatas ha'of. In both these cases, there is a matir. We'll see in a second. The matir is the blood that comes from the neck after malika. You'll recall that when you slaughter a doe, a tur or b'nei yonah, a dove in the, or baby pigeon, in the temple, the slaughtering is not done with a knife at the front of the neck, but rather with the thumbnail on the back of the neck, malika. Okay, and then there is already mitzvah adam, you have to apply, squeeze some blood from the neck onto the mizbeach. That is the matir to make the bird eligible for consumption by the mizbeach for an ola, or by the kohanim for a chatas. So you see there's a matir there, and therefore they're subject to the possibility of pigel. Mishnah says inside, ola sa'of, the burned bird offering, dama matir, its blood is what permits es besara l'mizbeach, for the flesh to be burned in the mizbeach. And chatas ha'of, the sin bird offering, which is consumed by the kohanim, dama matir es besara l'kohanim, it's the blood that's being applied to the altar, which permits the chatas to be eaten by the kohanim. Interesting, important point, like a chiddush really, just to emphasize, normally you can't eat a chicken unless you do shechita properly on it. It's not kosher. So when it comes to the birds in the Beis HaMikdash, the shechita is not a legitimate way to slaughter the birds. If you do shechita on a chatas ha'of, it's not kosher. You have to do malika. But if you do malika, like on a chicken, that would not be kosher. The chicken's not kosher. But in the Beis HaMikdash, it is kosher. So here it's a unique that permits the birds, the chatas ha'of, to be eaten is specifically malika and the application of the blood on the mizbeach. Okay. Next you have the parim hanisrafim v'sirim hanisrafim, the bulls that are burned and the goats that are burned. We've already had the list previously of the chataos hapanimios, the five sin offerings that are brought on the inner altar. Their blood is offered inside the kodesh, etc. So this is the same list, just you can refer to that list of five korbanos in two ways, either as chataos panimios, sin offerings that are brought with the blood on the inside the temple, you know, the sanctuary, the heichal, or you can refer to it as the bulls and the goats that are burned, because those five korbanos, the emurim do go on the mizbeach achitzon, on the outer altar, but the rest of the flesh not eaten by kohanim, even though they're chatos, it's burned outside the Beis HaMikdash. So when we say here the parim hanisrafim, we're referring to the chatos that are brought inside that are bulls, meaning specifically the three, which are the bull of the kohen on Yom Kippur, the bull of the par ha'elam davar of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Sanhedrin, I should say, and the bull of the kohen Mashiach if he makes a wrong call regarding a Isra Karas, and then he corrects himself. Maybe it's described in Horio. So those three bulls, they're burned on the outside, but the point is they're not going to be eaten, but the Mizbeach will get the Emurim. So therefore they have a Mati, you don't put the Emurim until first you do the blood, so it'll be subject to potentially Karas if one would eat those Emurim. Okay? Similarly, you have the Seirim Hanisrafim, the goats that are burned. Those are really two. Number one is the Seir Lashem, the goat to Hashem we bring on Yom Kippur, as well as the Seir L'Avodah Zarah, if the Sanhedrin makes this wrong call that everyone follows about Avodah Zarah being permitted when it's forbidden, special goats brought, and those goats are not eaten, they're burned outside, but the Emurim are burned on the Mizbeach. So those, Chutzal's mono applies. If you do those thoughts, it makes it the pigle, and therefore if one would eat from that meat or eat from those emurim, there'd be a penalty of karas. Says the Mishnah inside, parim hanisrafim, vasirim hanisrafim, those five korbanos of the burned bulls and goats, daman matiras emurehen, the application of the blood in the heichel, properly done as described previously, are what permit the emurehen, their sacrificial parts, likarev, to be offered on the mizbeach achitzon. Now, on this last point, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, listen, as we said in the previous Mishnah, the source for pigel is a pasuk referring to specifically a korban shlamim. And we said, therefore, it only applies to things that are like the shlamim. So in the previous Mishnah, we assumed what makes something like a shlamim is that it has a matir. But Rabbi Shimon says, there's another feature that has to be, the shlamim's blood is applied to the outer mizbeach, not the inner mizbeach. So according to Rabbi Shimon, korbanos, even if they have a matir, if the blood is applied inside, not on the outer mizbeach, so then they're not subject to pigel based on the psukim. Therefore, he says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'eno al mizbeach achitzon kashlamim, any matir that's not applied to the outer altar, like a shlamim, ein chayav nalav mishum pigel. There's no applicability of the notion of pigel to such things, and therefore he says, when it comes to the parim hanisrafim and the seir hanisrafim, there is no possibility or applicability of the notion of pigel. Again, he would agree that if you would have chutzal's mono thoughts when you're offering these korbanos, that would invalidate them, but the pigel notion of the chi of karas for eating it would not apply.